heavy rains pounding Masingo in the last 2 weeks may be a blessing to farmers but not to students in Mwenezi and Chilezi districts, as their schools were destroyed by the downpour. Speaking with the Studio 7 by phone, Masingo Education Director Ms. Clara Duye called the situation catastrophic and said the Minister of Education, Sports, Arts and Culture is now seeking help. Mrs. Duye says perhaps 30 schools were destroyed or badly damaged that they are unusable. The worst affected are satellite schools built in resettlement areas to cater for those who got plots under the land reform program. Limpopo Valley in Chikombezi was the worst affected area. Some of the schools destroyed there include Davata Primary School, Mabalauta Primary School, Ruware Primary School and Judea Primary School. Mwenezi was not spared, however, losing schools such as Rutenga, Mwenezi Boarding School, Mazetese and Maranda, according to the provincial medical director. Speaking with Studio 7, several parents say they blame the government for not building proper schools in resettlement areas. Parent Tongai Mujani calls the situation a disaster.
The land reform program did us proud, but no support services were put in place. Now our children cannot go to school, and we argue the government to urgently address this problem. Schools and clinics were destroyed, and nothing has been done to help us. The situation is very bad, and we do not know when this will be addressed.
Silas Muchido, a parent in Mwenezi.
The situation here is very, very difficult because we are using some old things to study our education system. Our children are not going to school. Right now, due to the fact that the floods are affecting our children, we are not able to do anything. The fact that they were settled here is not only that, they should have given us something, at least something to cover up for the disaster that are here. Our children are really suffering here. We don't have anything at all.
Not only were school structures ruined, but materials like books were heavily damaged. Some of the schools had computers donated by President Robert Mugabe. Those are almost certainly destroyed. And at least 20 blade toilets donated to the schools by Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai are also reportedly washed away. Parents say the land reform program did not provide adequate infrastructure to resettled people. Most of the schools, they say, were constructed of mud and thatched grass. The provincial medical director say it is unclear how long affected students will be out of school, as the government was ill-prepared to handle such a disaster. Reporting for Studio 7 from Chirezi in Masingo, this is Obed Pepkai.